listening to episode number 1828 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had your coffee yet?
Not enough.
National Coffee Day, by gosh.
I know. That's every day for me.
How much is too much for a cup of coffee for you? For a cup of coffee, any kind of coffee. Fancy schmancy coffee, just plain coffee. What's your ultimate limit? For a cup of coffee.
What bugs me is when you go somewhere and they give you refills.
Yeah.
And they want to charge you $5 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's crap.
Just plain old coffee.
That's just crap. Anyway. All right, ready for some random facts this morning? Because I am.
Oh, sure. Why not?
The reason we capitalize the letter I is because writers in the 13th and 14th centuries thought the lowercase I looked too weak for what it represented. And now authors in the 21st century are too lazy to hit the shift key.
On anything.
People in Costa Rica are only allowed to drive 6 days a week, so it'll cut down on the traffic and pollution. The last digit of your license plate number dictates what day you're not allowed on the road, and it probably some code to that, I'm sure. It's like, what's number 9? I don't know. There's only 7 days in a week. It's illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii. Climate is too good for hamsters, so if a few ever escape, they can start wild colonies that would devastate Hawaii's native crops.
Smart. Oh, my goodness.
This is interesting, and I don't know why. Not a single NBA player has ever had the jersey number 69. I'm going to leave it at that. But if you want to read Wilt Chamberlain's autobiography, he'll tell you a lot about that number and more. All right, it is time for us to delve into today's Who Cares news. What is happening?
Well, over the weekend, Goop, your girl Goop, she posed nude on social media for her 48th birthday.
Wow.
I mean, she's got her, you know, parts covered.
She's but you covered can tell her
parts. She's got no clothes on. Yeah. Candles. So, Kelly Ripa's daughter, Lola, is concerned.
Why?
About her own mother's upcoming birthday.
I see where this is going.
So, Lola. Uh-huh. So, Apple, Goop's daughter.
Yeah.
Had posted this thing that said, "Mom." And Lynch seemed quite mortified about her mom doing her thing. So,
yeah, I can see that. She's not embarrassed about her mom's business.
She probably might be.
Mom, what are these toys that you're selling for $1,500? And these candles that smell like, you know. What? I would say a side view of your mom covering her parts naked in her birthday suit on her birthday. Doesn't hold a smelly candle. See what I did there? Smelly candle to what she does every day.
This is, I almost have to agree with that statement.
But we're not talking about Apple. We're talking about Kelly Ripa's daughter.
All right. So Kelly shared a screenshot of text conversation with her daughter on her Instagram feed.
Yeah.
She texted about how Goop's daughter Apple reacting to her mother's picture.
Mom.
And it basically says, quote, "You've been warned."
You've been warned.
That's what Laura...
Kelly's been served. Oh, my gosh.
So Kelly replied to her
there's
daughter...
There's a reply. Oh, good.
...with a series of short text messages that concluded with, "Just know I have a birthday also and an Instagram."
That's a threat and a promise, it sounds like. Oh, my gosh.
Nah, Kelly wouldn't do it.
No. I don't.
Most everybody wouldn't do it. What am I saying?
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, Goop did it because she's Goop. She's just trying to draw attention to herself.
Halle Berry would do it.
Halle Berry has done it.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, and she's totally covered. She's very tasteful, just like Gwyneth was tasteful, too. You know?
Okay,
you know,
sure.
But there are women who wouldn't. For instance, Jennifer Garner would never do that. That's not her thing.
Ain't her thing.
No, she would never do that. I don't think she's ever posed for anything sexy. Because if she did, somebody could go up to her and go, "What's in your wallet?" Ba-dum-bum.
And now our requisite spoiler alert warning about last night's Dancing with the Stars.
Did you watch it?
No.
I was watching Monday Night Football last night. What a game. Yeah. The game was horrible if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan. I thought it was going to be closer than that. We don't talk football on this, but we're talking
football.
Most
everyone thought that it would be closer, I think.
Oh, yeah. But it's like the Ravens just like, they fell apart.
Yeah.
At the mighty hands of the mighty Patrick Mahomes.
My homies.
You know, which is probably going to...
My homie.
Keep Russell Wilson from getting that MVP again this year. If you're Russell Wilson, you know, don't you feel like the bridesmaid? I think you feel like the bridesmaid. Well, I will say this. They didn't have the yellow jackets on last night like they did last week for the 50th anniversary of Monday Night Football. And I missed that. I missed the yellow jackets.
Speaking of football, which leads me to Joe Montana.
Right. Who somebody broke into his house and tried to steal his granddaughter.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
Leave the doors locked.
Right.
Lock the damn
door. Lock your doors.
Jeez.
Wear your mask.
You never know if Ozzy Osbourne's going to show up. I mean, he gets confused on the beach sometimes.
He does. Yeah. So last night,
yeah,
Tyra Banks announced that Carol Baskin and Anne Heche,
yeah,
were in the bottom two.
Uh-oh. How did this end? Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
The three judges saved. Drum roll. Blah, 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 blah. Anne Heche.
And that's the only reason we're doing this story. The rest of Dancing with the Stars, you won't hear us talk about at all.
Nope.
I saw a picture of her. She was like in some damn lion suit.
Really?
Seriously? Enough with the tiger damn thing. Wasn't it like Disney Night? Maybe she did The Lion King.
Oh, maybe,
you know,
instead
of The Tiger King, maybe she did The Lion King.
Of course, because that would be, you know, make
the
most sense.
Can you feel the love tonight? I need more coffee.
Okay, so, Carol.
Oh, there's more.
Well, this is the best part.
Oh.
But no.
The zinger.
The second best part.
Oh, okay.
The best part is she's being sent home.
Okay.
But here's the other...
best part.
Yeah.
I can't believe
she actually had the... Carol said, quote, "My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home."
Which one? That first one, if he was still alive, wouldn't want to see her right now.
He's presumed dead.
I think they issued a death certificate for him after so many years in the state of Florida.
I think they did.
I could be wrong.
She's talking about her husband, her current husband, living husband, the non-eaten husband, Howard.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hang on. Looking to see if I can find any half-naked pictures of Halle Berry on my Instagram.
Shouldn't take you long.
No. She hasn't posted in a while. Oh, well. Anyway. All right, that's it for us today. We've had a ball. By golly.
Huh.
As always.
As always.
See you
by
tomorrow.
By golly, by gum.
Have a great day, and...
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.